very much. Thank you.
Mr. Bohannon?
Yes.
As hearing officer, I had written in my email to you this morning that I think it would be good when you say you vote to approve because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPN. If you could add that to your approval language as we go through these, I think that would be helpful.
Great. Just a second. I see it now. Okay. Thank you. Ms. Gomez, are we recording?
Yes, we are, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay. We'll move on to agenda item number three, PR-2023-008614, SD-2023-000097. Preliminary and final plat application VA-2023-00124 sidewalk waiver, modulus architects and land use planning agent for Hutton ST17 LLC, Pullman Dean Trustee, Molman Family RVT. Request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of HWLY portion of an EXC and LY 20 and 21 Block 8 Bueno Vista zoned MXH located at 113 Eubank Boulevard Northeast between Eubank Boulevard Northeast and Central Avenue Northeast, containing approximately 1.6 acres. Property owners are Pullman Dean Trust, Pullman Family RVT. The request is a replat alley into the subject site, makes two lots into one lot. Grant the utility easements and waiver to the existing sidewalk along Eubank. Regina, are you handling this case as well?
Yes, this is Regina with Modulus Architects. I'll be handling this case.
Okay, would you give your name and address for the record?
Yes, Regina Okoye, 100 Sun Avenue, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
And to make the case complete, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, this is Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. If there's any members of the public, if you would please unmute, turn your cameras on and or raise your hand. Seeing none, I'm sorry, Regina, would you give a brief description of the project?
Yes, absolutely. So this parcel is about 1.6 acres and it's zone MXH. It's located on the southwest corner of Central and Eubank. So we're requesting two different approvals today. So the first one is an approval for a preliminary slash final plat. So we have a city council approval for the vacation of the right-of-way north of the site that, as Jay is showing right now, for that 20-foot alley. So what we're doing is we're subdividing that alley into our property and making two parcels into one. We're also granting utility easements. So there's no infrastructure required for this platting action. We did go through a sketch plat, and at that time we addressed all their comments in this submittal. So the second application that we are requesting today is for a sidewalk waiver. So currently there's sidewalk along Eubank, and we are required to have 6-foot sidewalks. And currently they're 5.9, so we're requesting a very small waiver for 1.2 inches. So the request follows all the criterion for a waiver, and it is not going to be materially harmful for the public, the safety, or the welfare. There's existing sidewalks that abut this property, so it's consistent with the community as it is. And we would like to address any additional comments that you guys have, but those are our two requests that we are asking for today.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, is there, for the record, do you know if there's clear ADA access along Eubank in that existing sidewalk?
So yes, so there's clear access. There are existing, there's a light pole and a fire hydrant. And as it stands today, there is, I think we provided a sidewalk exhibit within this application, but there's two identified utilities within the sidewalk, and there is clear access on those.
Okay, Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. I think let Jay pull that up. That's why he's doing that. I have
Regina,
one.
Do you know what? This is Jay Rodenbeck. Regina, do you know which sheet this is on?
Let me. It should be in the exhibits. It should last one. So,
there it is.
So okay. Yeah, there it is.
Okay. Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. And you've also on the alley vacation, you've been in communication with Real Property Management.
Yes, we have. We're in the process of negotiating that cost at this point. So we're finalizing that with the property owners that are going to buy it. So yes, we have.
Okay. And so they'll be also a signator to the...
Yeah, the plot. Yeah, correct.
Okay. Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. We'll proceed to... I'm sorry, Regina, is there anything else that you need to add?
And it is my understanding that we do have to buy the property before they will sign off on the plat for the real property division. Is that correct?
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, that is correct.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. With that, Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, we'll go to the Water Authority. Mr. Shell.
This is Jeremy Shell, Water Authority. Availability statement 230306R has been issued and provides the conditions for service. Routine connections are available. Pro rata is not owed for this property. We have no objections to the preliminary final plat nor the sidewalk waiver. Thank you.
Yeah, Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Thank you, Mr. Shell. We'll proceed to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer.
Good morning. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections to either requested action.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Thank you, Mr. Palmer. We'll go to Parks and Recreation now. Ms. Phelan.
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. And I generally don't have any objections. I just wanted to make sure that the sidewalk waiver would impact the required street trees when the site becomes developed along Eubank.
This is Regina with Modris Architects. It won't interfere with that. We did submit a proposed landscaping plan that we do have under permitting right now. So okay. We will provide all those street trees as required.
Okay. That was my only comment. Thank you.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Thank you, Ms. Phelan, for those informational comments. We'll turn to hydrology. Mr. Chen.
Hey, Quan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of March 24th, 2023. Hydrology has no objection to the planting action. We will defer to transportation on the sidewalk waiver.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Thank you, Mr. Chen. We'll move to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. The justification to allow sidewalk to remain 5.9 feet is acceptable. And note, we have no comments on the plat. We have no objections. For information, future site plans require a TCL approval prior to site plan or building permit. And please check the landscaping plan against the clear site triangles to ensure there will be no obstructions within that clear site triangle.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Thank you, Mr. Armijo. So you have checked and make sure that there's not going to be any ADA issues on that sidewalk or any public issues on the sidewalk waiver.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Based on what the applicant has submitted, it appears that everything should be fine.
Okay, thank you. Hearing officer Bohannon, will now move to planning.
This is Robert Webb of planning. We just need the project and application numbers added to the plat prior to final sign-off of DFT staff. And if approved, AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided prior to final sign-off. Application for sidewalk waiver was received and justification was included. And for any infrastructure list, the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement must be recorded prior to final sign-off. And if we had anything else here, the applicant had applied, as we discussed, for sidewalk waiver for the existing 5.9-foot sidewalk along Eubank, which is required to be at least 6 feet in width. Requested waiver is not materially contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare, and will not cause material adverse impacts on surrounding properties, as the sidewalk is within inches of the required width. Also, there are existing obstructions on the sidewalk that cannot be easily relocated, light pole and fire hydrant. Therefore, this waiver request is adequately justified, and staff has no objection to the request. We've also included some future development guidance for the car wash. So if you have questions, please let us know.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Rodenbeck, you have your hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yeah, I was just going to point out, it looks like the applicant's team did get us a revised plat that has the project and application numbers, so we can cross that condition off the list, Rob. And just, if they do need to get us the DXF file approval email from Aegis and anything else, just put the conditions in the chat.
This is Regina with Modulus Architects. We do have that approval letter. I guess it didn't make it into the application, so I'll send that over to you.
Awesome, thanks.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Webb or Mr. Rodenbeck, so if the action today is preliminary and final, once they have their IIA, then it will not have to come back to the DHO for approval. Is that correct?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I didn't review this one. Is there an infrastructure list with this?
This is Regina with Modulus Architects. There is no infrastructure list as it was not required for this project.
Okay. So that answers that question, I think, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you. So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So the only thing would be then to get real property to sign off on it for the final signature then.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So the way this works typically is that all the DFT members, should the plat be approved today by you, then the DFT members will all sign, except for, in this case, the city engineer. And then it'll go to real property for their signature. Once they sign, then the city engineer will sign the plat. And the plat then could get recorded.
Right. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. And Regina, what you'll get is a quick claim deed from the real property management as well.
Okay. Just to go back on one of the comments, this is Gina with Modulus Architects. I do have that DXF file. It's on page 63, just so we can cross that off as well.
Okay.
The package that I submitted.
Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Webb, could you check, or Mr. Rodenbeck, could you check real quick?
Yeah, I'm checking that right now. This looks like, is this the original submittal that we're talking about? I've got it on sheet page 63 here. It's a different sheet.
It's just the email correspondence. So it starts on the PDF document of 63. And it was dated April 26th.
Sure. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Regina, if we'll go ahead and make that condition. If it's already into the file, then
we'll find it. Yeah,
we'll find it, and it's not. It's already
we'll
been
find made. It.
Okay, I can always submit it again if needed.
Okay. Okay. Regina, anything else for this case?
No, that's all. Thank you, guys.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Because this application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM, I move approval of, or I approve PR-2023-008614. SD-2023-00097, preliminary and final plat, VA-2023-00124, the sidewalk waiver. As noted, the one condition will be that the real property management sign off on this plat prior to final signature by the city engineer. And also in finding that the waiver does not materially affect or create any public nuisance for that waiver. Okay. Regina, good luck on this. Anything else?
Thank you for your guys' time. Have a good day.
Okay.